What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live. From Solomon's Porch, the open to the elements but covered from the rain enclosure, abutted against the massive wraparound porch that adorns the Midas Manor, nestled amongst the rolling green foothills of the Midas family estate, Hanover, Pennsylvania, USA. I'm Johnny Midas.
Mamo Fumo.
And this is the first ever backyard bullshit episode. So welcome to the show. A little bit different. We are smoking a cigar and we are talking about basically non-cigar related stuff.
Just bullshit.
Just bullshit. So we got a lot to catch up on.
Backyard bullshit.
Backyard bullshit. You can see the outbuildings and all of that, including my gorgeous 40-year-old grapevine, of which I'm quite proud. I didn't do any work on it. We are smoking the Hoya de Monterrey Excalibur Cameroon. And one for you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
One for me.
I wasn't sure if we were going to have to pull this out of a stone or not.
Yes, you have to pull the cigar out of a stone in order to smoke. Now, if you can get it out of the box, you get to be the cigar king. If you can't, you're shit out of luck. So we'll get some close-ups in there for folks, but this is a big-ass cigar. This is a 7.5 by 54, and it has a true Cameroon wrapper. So, you know, a lot of Cameroons these days have got your, like, Ecuadorian Cameroon.
Soda can for scale.
Yeah, soda can for scale. Yeah, I posted this on social media, and I was like, you know, Johnny Midas's ginormous hands hide the scale.
Right.
Because I'm reaching into the box like this, and you just can't tell, you know, like, my hand is significantly larger.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make any large hand comments, but, you know, this is a very large cigar. There's not a lot bigger than this.
So you don't have tiny hands like a certain man we all know?
Nope, I don't. I have ginormous hands and other appendages. So why don't we get this cut and lit, and we can start bullshitting the official cutting. I am using my Perdomo Cigars close-ended double guillotine, and you've got your Vertigo open-ended double guillotine.
The official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobacco leaves are highlighted in the original Jack's Cigar by Fat Boy Cigars. And don't forget to try the Fat Boy Cigars Boots on the Ground series. For every cigar purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities, benefiting our frontline heroes. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boys world.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed. I like this one because I can do like a cowboy.
Yep. It's got the weight to it.
Holster. Yeah.
Might have to reclip this real quick.
And we're going to tap out the head that we just clipped. Get those little cigar scrapies off. Go. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Vertigo cutters. I'm a big fan of Vertigo lighters. The cutter is like, if you forgot your cutter, it's a low-end one that you can pick up without cringing too much at the price.
Which is exactly what just happened.
Yeah, but, you know, there's just, for me, the cutter, it has to be sharp and crisp, and let me clip it with authority. And, you know, the Vertigos, they just dull so fast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just cheap metal. Nothing,
it's not, you know, like a Zycar.
Yeah, nothing personal.
Fucking lasts like 1,000 sticks.
Even if you're, you know, like a really frugal cigar smoker, that's the one thing I'd say. Invest in a good cutter that's going to last you a long time.
Yeah.
They're hard to sharpen and shit, you know. So, there you go. You may notice a few problems with your wrapper.
I see that.
That's fairly normal. Cameroon leaf is very fragile, a little hard to work with, and especially in a cigar this large.
Yeah.
You're going to have that. So I don't know if you remember, maybe it was 2 or 3 years ago, CAO came out with this holiday special in this white box humidor that had like blue LED lights, and flipped it open and it would light up automatically. Fairly expensive. It was a Cameroon wrapper and it was close to this size, not quite as big. Every single one in the box had a pinhole or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, to me, just normal experience with Cameroon wrapper.
Okay.
It's also related to the fact that Oliva buys all of the good Cameroon wrapper from Africa. Yeah. Everyone else has to use leftovers. So
fuck you, peasants.
Time for the official lighting. I am using my Rocky Patel white and rose gold cross lighter. And you've got a Vertigo.
A robust quad torch Vertigo.
That's actually my favorite model of lighter. It's not my favorite lighter.
Right.
My favorite lighter is probably my no longer unique custom gold bar lighter.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? You haven't brought that
out? Oh, it's at the other place.
Oh, okay.
It's my permanent locker lighter.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee, featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world. 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And I'm switching over to a three-flame gas station meth torch. Because there's a lot of tobacco to ignite here.
I was going to say, if you need the Vertigo, the old reliable, even in windy conditions.
Yep. As always, we remind you to toast your cigar. Toasted, not roasted.
Toast it with authority.
Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor. All right. Nice and lit up. Again, we're smoking the Hoya de Monterrey Excalibur Cameroon. This is a 7.5 by 54 monstrosity. Pretty good. I smoked it already for the show. You know, I don't like to only smoke on the day of the show. Sometimes I don't have a choice, like right. When we're smoking $300 Fuente and Padron Legends.
It'd be nice to be smoke ahead, you know, get the flavor in. Yeah.
So I was able to on this one. And, you know, the point there, these are actually very affordable.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of tobacco. It's a big cigar.
You know, if you sell your gold bar, you could get more legends.
I could get more cigars. I don't know. I'm Johnny Midas. I like my gold.
Yeah.
But so these are not super easy to find. This is our first Hoya de Monterrey that we smoked on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Hoya de Monterrey does not have a huge footprint, but you can find them online. And I believe these were right around $6 a stick. Yeah. And it's a big stick.
Let me see what's going on here on the interwebs regarding that.
Yeah, see what you can find.
Yeah.
And this is the Lancelot Vitola. So there's multiple Vitolas and they all have like Excalibur related names. So like King Arthur, I think, is a Toro.
Oh, nice.
This is the big one.
The Lancelot, yeah.
Yeah.
So, CI, of course, CI. They have a box of 10 for $80 at the moment.
Okay, there you go. So, this is...
That's a 20, isn't it?
This is a 7.25 by 54. These are 20. I paid 120, I think.
Yeah, that's a steal and a half.
They were on special. But this ties into that, you know... luxury on a budget episode we have.
Mm-hmm.
We had, like, first of all, just the look of the box and the cigar and the feel of it feels luxurious, and it's a big cigar. It's a big man cigar. And one of the tips we gave was, like, watch the specials, man.
Yeah.
You know, be just, you don't have to buy right now.
Right,
if you always have a box in your humidor of Daily Smokes, you can save your money till something goes on special. And in this case, I wanted to try it. I have had other Excalibur products. I wasn't a fan, to be honest with you. But that box of 10 is $10 a stick. And the special that I got was like, I think around $6 a stick, maybe $8.
So why do – it's weird. Thompson.
Oh, wait, $80? You said 80 for 10?
84 for 10 at the moment.
Okay, so $8.40 a stick. Yeah. And I think mine was around 6.
Yeah, this – it's weird. Why does Thompson call this a double Corona?
Oh, that is a different.
No, it's 7.72 by 5.4. 54, sorry.
Okay, I guess they're calling it...
They're calling it something different.
Something they normally do. And they're charging 167, which, again, you know, for 20, that's $8 a stick.
Unless, like, something weird with their website where they only have a drag-and-drop options.
Yeah, it could be.
And that's kind of...
I don't know. I don't think a 7.25 by 54 is not a double Corona to me, because 54 is too big for a Corona.
Like, how does that occur? Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know what they're thinking.
What's going on there, Thompson?
But you know, Thompson is one of those ginormous mega online retailers. I don't expect them to get details like that right on every cigar. I just expect them to have really good prices. Yeah.
That's why I figured, like, maybe that's when they're posting stuff on their website. It's just a drag and drop option.
You know, yeah, it could something. Be. And, of course, you know, on the podcast, we always encourage folks to shop at your local shop, your brick and mortar. It's critical to the hobby. But we also recognize in this day and age, everybody buys fucking cigars online.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of risks, but this is an example. Like, I'm not, you know, I might pick one of these up at the local shop. I'm definitely not buying a box and I can't get this deal on it.
Is there a number associated with this?
Yeah, there's not much detail on it.
Yeah, because on the box. And then this one's giving me number 3, and then there's a number 1. I'm like, what the hell is?
I don't know.
So weird. But anyways, yeah, you're trying to get details on this is kind of weird.
I know why, because that wasn't the camera. That's the
Hoya de Monterrey. The English. That's right.
Yeah, that's the Hoya de Monterrey Excalibur. This is the Excalibur Cameroon. So maybe
let me detail that.
Yeah, it's the same fucking Vitola. Speaking of bullshit. The nomenclature in the cigar world, it's just fucking annoying.
It really is.
No, it's worse than the car industry.
Here we go. Yeah. A box of 20 through CI, more accurate description added. $147.99.
Okay, so, and that's a box of 20?
Yeah, a box of 20.
So that's $7.35 a stick. So I got mine on special for a lot less than that.
Oh, yeah, you...
I got a steal on this. And, you know, it's an example of if you see a steal, just fucking do it, you know.
Yeah, we got that box of river boats coming down the river sometime soon.
Yeah, it's coming on an actual river on a barge pulled by a mule. You're a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 years on the Erie Canal. Yeah, they're going to be, like, fucking shriveled by the time they get here.
Yeah.
I am enjoying the fruit of my vines that you see in the background. No, I'm just kidding. This is Apothic Red. This is a sweet red Cali blend.
Okay.
I kind of like it. I think it's overpriced. You know, in these parts, it's around $18-19 for a bottle. I feel like it's a $12 bottle of wine.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's not outrageous. It's pretty good.
You know what's cool, though, wine compared to liquor? You can get good wine for under 30, a bottle of good wine for under $30.
Yeah.
And get more fucked up than a liquor bottle.
Yeah. No, I'm a big fan of wine, and I think it pairs much better with cigars than people give it credit for. Like Ray Lewis pairing his red Solo cup with red wine in it with a Java Mint.
Yep.
And it's a cigar unveiling. True story. By the way, September 15th, that's a Saturday, right?
Possibly.
Sunday.
Yes, no, Saturday.
Yeah.
There's your 3 Vitolos.
The King Arthur is the 6.25 by 45. That's closer to a double Corona.
Uh-huh. Then the Lancelot and then Merlin.
September 15th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Davidoff Cigars in Ellicott City. Ray Lewis will be there. If you buy a box, you get the box autographed. Mm-hmm. If you buy 3... you get a photo with him. He will not be signing any memorabilia. And it is the new Ray Lewis cigar. So the original was a Rocky Patel. And I have one. Damn it. You know what? I'll cut it in later into the show. But in my personal collection, this one is not a Rocky. It is made, I think it's Nicaraguan, and it's made by some little shop nobody's ever heard of down there.
Okay.
It also retails for much more. The original is running, like, in Maryland is, like, between $18 and $19.
Still not bad.
No, the new one is, like, 40.
Okay. Yeah, because wasn't the original, like, $20 or $30 a stick?
Mm-mm. It was, like, 18.
Was it? Okay. That was a lot, though, for when it came out.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. That's not a new cigar. That's like a pre-COVID.
Well, way, way pre-COVID.
Yeah.
God, that was what, 12 years ago now? 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
18 for that
That was an
time.
expensive cigar back
Yeah.
then. And actually, adjusted for cigar inflation, that's probably about $40 now.
Yeah, that's what I was
You
like.
know?
I was trying to do the math in my head. That's what I was like, wait, that's a $40 stick.
Yeah. Because this is adjusted for inflation 10 years ago, this would be like a $4 stick.
Yep.
You know? 450. Man, you used to be able to get a bunch of cigars in the 450, $5 range, and they're just gone.
I remember
You
being
remember the
able to.
Diesel Unholy Cocktail was less than $5, and
Was
that
it?
was just a few
Oh,
years
man.
ago.
Yeah.
That was like 2 or 3 years ago. It was like 450 a stick.
COVID fucked shit up.
And you know, the Unholy Cocktails, it's a small cigar, but it's a powerful, you know, Maduro wrapped, like it's good tobacco.
Yeah.
So anyway, don't miss out on that event. But you should plan ahead. There will be hundreds of people there,
Oh, I
probably.
bet. Jesus Christ,
You
this is close to
the
home
la
base.
so the last time they had this, it was from 3 to 7, and people got there at 6 a.m. to line up.
Jesus.
So anyway, throwing that out there, and I hope all of you guys can make it and support Ray Lewis and the Ravens, but also Davidoff Cigars in Ellicott City. That's the Ellicott City location. But also be prepared. It is
Yeah.
going to be a fucking jungle.
Yep.
All right, so backyard bullshit. And you have anything immediately primed to jump into? I got a few things, but what have you got?
Well, like I said, off the top of my head, just NFL literally starts tomorrow. Speaking of the Ravens, they're kicking off the season.
Yeah, they're kicking off tomorrow night, Thursday. We're
Yep.
recording on Wednesday. I know you guys won't see this for a few days. Not live, motherfuckers. We tell
Not
you that every
live.
week. I do have to edit this show because El Fumo just sucks on camera. So,
What did I do?
what?
What did I do?
Everything
Oh my God.
breathed.
Yeah.
It's like we're married.
I get told that every day.
You know, the lighting kind of sucks out here.
It's all right.
Yeah,
Backyard
sun's
bullshit.
going down, so we're a little backlit because we've got this canopy, so it's going to be a little dark on the show.
It's all good.
I
It's
wonder if I
already
can
the
adjust the
show is
lighting.
already a little dark.
The show is already a little dark. But
Yeah.
yeah, so my fantasy football team looks fairly strong, like middle of the pack strong, probably 70th percentile for the league. But all the guys in the league, like, they don't know fantasy football strategy, so it's like the first thing they're doing is like, you know, I'm picking like. Well, like,
All right, why don't you pull out your lineup?
yeah, I pulled my lineup. But where I was going with that was they're grabbing like a quarterback first.
It's
And it's
normal
like, no,
play, yeah.
your quarterback is your highest point scorer by default on every team, right? So it's like a waste of a pick. You need several good running backs, several top receivers. That's
Receivers.
where the real money making is. And then also, they're the ones that get injured. As
Yeah.
running backs more than receivers. So I've got Joe Burrows
Okay.
as my quarterback.
Well, that's
I've got,
questionable.
for this week, I've got 49% win probability. But I'm going up against the guy that I think he was first or second last year. And, you know, he's that like, oh, he knows. No, but I just let the fucking computer pick. I tweaked it here and there.
Yeah.
But so he went for Goff. First
Okay.
pick.
That's weird.
Well, his first pick, he drafted eighth. So that was probably the eighth best quarterback, particularly for fantasy. But the point is, he drafted a quarterback first. I just think that's a bad maneuver. All right. So for running backs, I've got Hall from the Jets and Williams from the Rams. They'll probably, I think they'll do okay. We'll see. Wide receiver, I've got slotted in London and Moore. And then I got McBride from Arizona. So that's another thing is like there's not that many great tight ends.
Huh.
Draft a tight end first. So my first pick, I drafted McBride.
Okay.
Because you got, well, you used to have Gronkowski. It's like, how many good score high scoring tight ends are there
Not
in
many.
fantasy football? Not many.
No.
You know, McBride is one of them, the one, really. And then for flex, I've got Kamara from New Orleans. So he's a RB that I slot in my flex position. And then I've got Kansas City's defensive special teams. But here's something weird. Nobody paid attention to the defense special teams for whatever reason. Nobody paid attention. After the draft was over, guess which defense special teams was available? Nobody picked up.
Who's that?
The Eagles. Because their first game is against Green Bay, and they're not expected to score many points in that game. But the Eagles have a fucking ice-cold defense. If the preseason is anything to go by, they're going to dominate on defense. And then special teams, I expect them to be doing a lot of three-point tries this year. So I picked them up. They're just benched because I don't think they're going to do well against Green Bay. But, you know, I'm one of the few guys in the league that has a backup defense special team. What am I going to do, wait till the bye week and then, you know, pick up the fucking Carolina Panthers?
No, don't do that. If you want to lose, definitely do that.
My backup quarterback is Geno Smith. What? Well, Burrow's is going to have a bye week. So
that's a terrible backup.
I know. It's shit. But like I said, everybody went for the fucking quarterbacks.
You should tell us your whole lineup and we'll have the listeners rate your rank your roster.
I literally just told you my whole lineup. All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a screenshot of this and I'll cut it into the video. If you guys are out there listening to Backyard Bullshit, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com, send us your rating, or maybe I'll post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Fucking rank it, rank the shit out of it. You know, shameless plug time. You are our marketing plan. It is very hard to advertise and boost anything around cigars because these giant corporations fucking hate our hobby and want us all to die and burn in hell. And so, you know, I can't even get half the ads past the ad censors. So if you think we add value to the cigar smoking community, like, share, subscribe, all of that stuff, 5-star reviews, please help us out. We're asking for your help. And we'll try to get the word out. And we think we add value. You know, if you don't, well, let us know that too. You know, we want to hear the good, bad, and the ugly. We want to make it your show. And you can reach us directly at burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, that's my fantasy football lineup.
Unfortunately, I do not have one. I was not able to get in a league this year, so that sucks.
Was our league full, the one that I'm in?
I'm pretty sure your league was
full. Yeah, we do. We have 10. You got to cap it or it just sucks. All right, that's it for football. Yeah, we like football and some other stuff. Hope we didn't piss you off too much, but if we did, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Or if we didn't, let us know what you like and send us your roster. You know, we'll shit on you on the show. All right, we're smoking the Toyo de Monterey Excalibur Cameroon. All right, here's some backyard bullshit. Here's how bad the fucking housing market is in L.A. Okay, so El Fumo, you're from L.A.
Yeah.
You were part of the were you part of the Rooftop Koreans?
No, that was 2 years before.
Were you part of the Rodney King riots?
That was still 2 years before. That's the same time.
Oh, I knew that. Anyway, L.A. has changed in a lot of respects. Mostly, it's more expensive.
Very expensive.
Yeah, it's like, oh, thank God I got to move to New York and save money on housing. So here's how fucking stupid it has gotten. This home, I can't post a picture because it's like licensed or whatever.
Yeah.
This is a tiny home. It was crushed by a tree and the roof is like collapsed, just gone.
Yep.
It is selling for $500,000.
Yeah, as is.
As is, $500,000 in L.A., and I mean, like, you got to see the picture. You guys should Google this, but this is a one bedroom, one bathroom bungalow in Los Angeles. It was crushed by a tree in May. Roof mangled. Missing walls, hanging wires, no ceiling. Listed for $500,000. 645 square feet.
So move in ready?
Yeah, move in ready. If you're a fucking raccoon. That's some bullshit. That is some bullshit.
Dude, I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
I don't know, man.
Does it say what neighborhood or what area?
Yeah, Monrovia.
Okay. That's not even a great neighborhood.
No, it's not. That's the thing. It's like, it's fucking ridiculous. You know, I don't know what to do about it, but I'll complain about it on Backyard Bullshit.
Luckily, we aren't paying those prices out here yet.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be good for my home. In other news of stuff white people do, Jim Dreyer, known as the Shark, abandoned his attempt to cross Lake Michigan again. Spent 40 hours in the water. So he started at Grand Haven, Michigan. It's an 82-mile swim to Wisconsin. He said there were only 2 good hours in this 40-hour swim. If you were watching the tracker, I promise I wasn't drunk. We will talk after a sleep marathon. He's 61. This is his fourth time trying to cross Lake Michigan. Jesus Christ. Like, I'm not here to judge or whatever, but holy crap, you know? No wonder housing prices are so high.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, here's a good one. Ohio regulators have determined that marijuana sellers can't give out food from an ice cream truck. Yeah, like, okay, there's a headline. That's a very Ohio headline, by the way.
Very Ohio.
So this is from Akron. Handing out food and drinks from an ice cream truck is off limits for marijuana businesses in Ohio. So is an online promotion saying, can you take me higher? Shout out to Creed.
Yes.
So Ohio's Division of Cannabis Control has proposed fines totaling $200,000+ against 5 businesses for violating the state's advertising rules for marijuana sales. Most of the fines involve promotions. And August 6th was the beginning of recreational marijuana sales in the state. So they're brand new to this. Yeah, so it's just weird because they were giving out food and beverages from an ice cream truck, advertising free ice cream on social media, and using a sign that was not attached to the dispensary, which is one of their rules. And so the headline is just fucking weird because it's like, well, why are you handing out food and drinks from an ice cream truck? Right? Didn't say food truck, it said ice cream truck. And then it's like, how is that related to it, literally anything? So, but it was an advertising campaign this one dispensary was doing where they had an ice cream truck, got their hands on an ice cream truck, and they were advertising free food and drinks, which they were handing out, but it wasn't attached to the building, which is illegal in Ohio. So the whole thing is just, I mean, first of all, I don't think I don't believe in the federal outlawing of marijuana. I don't think that it is right. But I also don't believe in pop culture and, you know, some of the stuff that goes along with it. Transitioning from legal, you know, illegal to legal, dude, you got to be fucking smart. You got to plan ahead. And doesn't sound like a lot of that happened. And some of the regulations are kind of silly. That's one thing Maryland did well. They had one of the best rollouts of legal recreational marijuana in the states.
Yeah, I was going to say you took a class on that. So,
yes, Johnny Midas is highly educated in all things, especially related to cannabis. That's not true. What else? What you got? You got anything?
Yeah, I got this dumb story here. So a dude in Goodyear, Arizona is facing hundreds of dollars of fines from his HOA for having a cooler in front of his house that gives away free water.
Okay, so this is Arizona where it gets hot. Yep. He put a cooler in front of his house with free water for people.
Yep.
And the HOA is fining him to a six-figure tune.
Yeah.
Fucking retarded.
Stupid.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of HOAs. I mean, I get their purpose in some cases, but you better fucking read that print. Yeah.
HOAs are dumb. I lived in one. Never again.
Yeah, I lived in one once, and it worked out pretty well for that situation, but still not a fan. I'm American. I'll do whatever I want, and I'm going to get the mail naked. Fuck you. Speaking of, hundreds cruise Philadelphia streets in the 15th annual Philly Naked Bike Ride. Well, there's fucking something.
There you go.
Also, it's bicycling, not motorcycling. And, you know, I just have like one comment there, which is, have you ever tried to ride a bicycle? They're not exactly comfortable, and the bicycle seat is either compressing all of the blood vessels in your taint or you know, like slapping your balls. Like, it's hard to be comfortable already. You want my junk hanging out? Come on, you know. Also, the hot to not ratio was not acceptable. If you're going to do it, at least be good looking. Well, that's my take on it.
It's wild that you can ride naked through a city where there's kids, definitely.
Well, I don't know where they actually did the ride. I do think, you know, like the lewdness or whatever, like have some fucking, you know, courtesy for other people in the community. But I don't know the actual route. I doubt it was going through a neighborhood or something, you know.
Yeah.
I hope not. But yeah, I know. It's like once you have kids, your perspective on things can change a little bit, you know.
We were talking about some other stuff earlier, and now I forgot. I'm trying to go through this thing.
All right, well, I've got plenty of bullshit to fill in the dead space, the dead air. Alain Delon, French actor, film star.
Okay.
Passed away. He wanted his dog, his Malinese, to be buried with him. Okay. And French courts ruled, no, the dog gets to live because the dog's still alive.
Right.
So if you want to get buried with your owner, guess what? You got to kill the dog. So maybe he didn't think that one through, you know?
Right.
I love you. I love my dog so much. I want to fucking murder him as soon as I die. I don't know. Jeez, people are so weird about their pets sometimes, you know, especially those like actor types. Uh-huh. I don't know if it's like the artistic thing or whatever, but some of their relationships to pets, I'm like, I'm not sure that's healthy, bro.
Oh, there is this funny story. A Navy commander that commanded a missile destroyer. He got relieved of duty because it was a picture / video of him shooting an AR off the ship, but the scope was backwards. And so he got fired
because the scope was backwards, or because he was firing off the bow of an
because
you know that's against maritime law and
yeah, military. But it's the military; they don't give a shit.
No, they do. Like military law is, you cannot have guns on a boat. They're locked up in a locker. And only the captain can dispense them.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure. Well, he's the commander of the boat, so.
Not anymore.
Yeah, not no more. Well, apparently, what happened, it wasn't the Navy's decision. What had happened, it was the ridicule from online and other sailors. And apparently, it was loss of confidence is why.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but that's a real thing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't because you did this. It's because of the fallout that you did this. I mean, I feel like that's fair, though. You know, it's like, if you do something, you know, and your boss is like, man, you fucked up, but then it affects the business. You got to get rid of him, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, meanwhile, the loss of confidence is because the scope is backwards.
Right.
It's a dumbass.
That's, you know? Like, holy shit. How do you do that?
I mean, a scope. So it was like an ACOG? I don't think.
No, it wasn't an ACOG. It was a pretty sophisticated looking scope. And it was definitely like a sniper scope.
Oh,
yeah. Really? It was weird.
That's odd. Like on an AR, that's very odd.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need much more than iron sights, like a red dot for CQB, but I mean, scoping out an AR is kind of
like.
Oh, that's actually a long relief. That's what they call a scout scope.
Yeah, so it's a high powered scope. It's not like a regular ACOG.
No, right? It's probably a 1-in-4. It's probably a 4X.
But yeah, look, it's backwards.
Fucking moron. I'll bet you look cool now. All right, here's some more bullshit. The DEA seized a truckload of methamphetamine crossing the U.S.-Mexico border in San Diego, disguised as watermelons.
Oh, yeah. The picture of the watermelons is fucking hilarious.
Dude, like, it doesn't look like a fucking watermelon. Like, come on, what are you doing, dudes? Now, what they should have done was hollowed out real watermelons and stuck them in there.
Right.
You know, like, you might have pulled that one off.
Yeah, you could have plugged that pretty easily.
It's just like dark and light striped bags of fucking meth taped together with like packing tape. Like, y'all were a high on your own supply when you came up with that disguise.
Oh, back to, sorry to come back to the NFL, but there's a petition online going around. Hundreds of thousands of fans, plus a few native tribes, have signed to switch the Commanders back to the Redskins.
Yeah, that's just a clusterfuck, the whole thing. Like,
well, it was stupid because it was an homage to Chief Whitecalf.
Yeah. And, yeah, but, you know,
I understand, like, you can't offend people, you know, but at the same time, like, it's just turned into a political thing. It's not about the sport anymore. So I say forget about it. Like, just let that pass. I mean, make it about football. I don't know what the name Commanders fucking means, but whatever.
Maybe because of DC military, blah, 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 Commanders,
What? command. Like, it's the capital of the country. They should have called it the Afghanistan Commanders then. I mean, you know, I mean,
Oh,
that's where they're at, right?
yeah.
Or where are we these days? Israel and
Everywhere, apparently. No,
and
West Africa.
Ukraine. Yeah, we're in West Africa,
At the moment.
peacekeeping, the lithium mines or whatever for our electric vehicles. Yeah, like, how do you activate the National Guard? Is there a clue in the fucking name, National Guard? And they're like, no, you're going to a different continent to fight terrorism and the
Which
Chinese
is weird.
over these mines that we need to get shit to build our electric
But
cars.
it's been a thing since way before Iraq, because
Yeah.
there's a lot of National Guard units that were going overseas. But it's like, wait, isn't that the whole point of the National Guard? It's literally in the name. They're national,
Yeah, the
guarding
army goes
the
overseas. The National Guard stays here from when we get invaded,
It's
you
like,
know.
wait, we can't have everybody out. That's not how this works.
All right, so here's a good story. A German warship went down the Thames River in England,
Oh, I like that.
blasting Darth Vader's Imperial March.
Yes.
And surprise, surprise, there were questions about that. And the German Navy issued a statement saying there is no deeper message in their choice to blast this song. I'm like, optics, my man. Like, World War II wasn't that long ago, you know?
Wasn't. It's still in living
Like,
memory.
yeah, it's still in living memory. I mean, you know, just because you're allies now, come
Come on,
on,
you know
man.
what? That's a flex.
It is a flex. I don't care what you say. No deeper. There's a deeper message, which is I'm sailing a fucking warship through the center
A
of your,
German warship. It's like, we
through your
finally did
capital. We did it.
it.
Invasion begun. What has it been? 60 years? 70 years?
70, 80, yeah.
Yeah. So it took them a while, but they finally invaded London. Oh my God.
What a perfect song,
Here's a great headline. College towns police say they don't need help with cleanup after beer spill. So this is in Mississippi, and they temporarily closed a street because a delivery truck that was delivering beer to like a frat party like spilled the beer everywhere.
Nice.
Dozens of cases is how they
That
describe it.
sucks. Damn, they ordered a whole ass truck, though.
I know, what a loss. Yeah.
Was it Bud Light?
I don't know what it was. It doesn't say in the article, but I mean, it was probably like Natural Light. I mean, it's a college town, you know.
That's alcohol abuse.
Yeah, it's abuse of
Alcohol.
alcohol. Yeah, beer in quotes. The FDA makes them put beer-like product. You know, like when you get that fake orange juice
Yeah.
and it says like orange and then underneath flavored drink. You know, it's the same thing. It's like beer and then flavored drink underneath. All right, and just a reminder, this is a cigar show, and we are smoking a cigar. It
Yeah.
is the Hoyo de Monterrey Excalibur Cameroon. Oh, look, band test. I'm sliding it off. I'm sliding it off.
Sliding, yay.
Sliding. There you go. Came right off. This is the Lancelot Vitola that we're smoking. It is a 7.25 by 54. So, I mean, it is a cigar show. So, I'll go first with tasting notes. First of all, this does taste like lower primings. You know, there's not a ton of awesome tobacco in it, and that's okay. It has a very affordable, approachable price point. But there's a large raisin bran component in it. There's a little bit of like golden honey in there. And there's cinnamon. And, you know, I think that cinnamon comes from the actual African Cameroon wrapper. But it's pretty enjoyable. I mean, it's a good flavor. It's not, you know, like rich with expensive tobaccos, but it's well blended.
Yeah.
And I think at the price point, it's a steal. Even at the sort of regular $8 a stick, it's a good price.
Yeah, I'm getting like a Grammy
Yeah,
chocolatey flavor.
like that raisin bran.
Yeah. Not a whole lot of raisin, but it's weird.
Well, I've definitely got some dried fruit in there.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't have any chocolate though. Where'd you getting? Where are you getting chocolate?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm confusing flavors. I'm trying to put my finger on it or tongue.
You know, I think the closest flavor association is like Raisin Bran for me. There's like a branny. It's not quite Graham because it's not as like light and sugary as Graham. I would go more with like a Raisin Bran type of flake. They'd call it a 1980s Raisin Bran flake back when they used to put sugar in the fucking cereal.
I guess I would know.
Oh yeah, you weren't born yet. dude, we had this cereal called Count Chocula. And it was like these little marshmallows.
Still around.
Yeah, I know, but it's not the same.
Oh, okay.
Like, it used to just be sugar. You know, it was like 300 calories per serving, you know, daily allowance of sugar, 3,000%, you know. What else did we have? Oh, our Trix.
Yeah.
They were different shapes.
Yeah, now they're just balls.
Yeah, they're all just colored balls. I'm like, what the fucking ripoff? These aren't Trix. These are colored balls. Like, should call them Skittles.
They're like, oh, it's expensive to make the shape. Wait, but you already had the dye.
I don't know, man.
What is it like?
I don't know.
How does that make it cheaper? You already had the dye, and clearly,
all I know is that if you're a kid, it makes a difference. If you're a grown up, you don't give a shit,
right?
You know,
balls. What the hell,
balls?
I don't know if you noticed the packaging lately, like on a cereal. I forget what it was. Lucky Charms Leprechaun looks a little bit more corporate-y now instead of childlike.
A corporate leprechaun?
Yeah.
Dude, that's just fucking disturbing.
It's like everything's going corporate. Like,
that is disturbing.
Like, look at McDonald's. It looks like a corporate hangout now.
Well, yeah. All right, you know what? It's time to take a break. Johnny Midas has to use his golden throne. Do you want some wine, or I've got some Sagamore rye?
Sure, I'll take some wine.
You want some wine? All right.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. You are listening to the dulcet tones of Johnny Midas and El Fumo on Burnline Podcast.
10,000 watts.
And we're back on Burnline Podcast, uncommon cigar knowledge for the common cigar smoker. Smoking the Hoyo de Monterrey Excalibur Cameroon, Lancelot Vitola, 7.25x54. You can get these for about $8, depending on state taxes, all that stuff. Raisin Bran flavor, a little bit of honey, golden honey, not that dark stuff. Cinnamon. Really, this... African Cameroon wrapper really shines, I think, on this blend. And like I said, you know, it's not super expensive, super aged, super rich.
Right. It's a cool, affordable stick.
Yes, but it is affordable and it is a good flavor. You know, so recommend. Thumbs up on this one. No trebuchet.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's funny that you brought in that big boy model.
Mm-hmm.
So the big boy is going to be rolling around Illinois.
Oh, the big boy. So this is the Union Pacific big boy. What is it? 4401 or whatever. World's largest.
4014.
Yeah, the 4014.
Yeah.
The world's largest steam engine. America, baby. 60,000 tons of solid steel and iron.
Yeah. Dude, we can't build that today. How crazy is that?
Nah, I mean, we can't build shit anymore.
Yeah, but how fucked up is it that, like, cool shit was being built early 1900s and we can't fucking do that today?
I don't know.
Let alone pyramids, but I'm just saying, like, something man-made.
Dude, I'll bet you if you got a bunch of Americans in the 1930s and said, figure out how to build a pyramid, I'll bet they would. I mean,
maybe
Tesla was doing cooler shit back then than we're doing today. I mean, right. Nikola Tesla, not Tesla, Elon Musk.
The company, yeah.
Like, he was doing cooler shit.
Dude, he already had come up with Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Directional power, wireless directional power.
I mean, we got, well, how long? 15, well, for the general market, what, 10, 15 years ago, Wi-Fi charging?
Yeah, wireless charging.
Wireless charging.
Wi-Fi charging you can do, or over-the-air charging you can do, but it's very difficult because it's directional.
Right.
But in theory, you could have a spot on your counter and beam power to it. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, well, why don't you just have a charging pad which you can move around? That's why it never took off. True. So they don't have any radiated field. That's what Nikola Tesla had envisioned. Mm-hmm. But all right, here's some more bullshit for you. A woman in Manhattan faced eviction for having three emotional support parrots, which violated the terms of her lease, her rental agreement. And she won a lawsuit against the property owner to the tune of $165,000 in damages, plus $585,000 for her apartment under a consent decree from federal prosecutors. So this is what your federal tax dollars are going for. Wow. Is for some fucking federal prosecutor to prosecute a woman who, you know, was essentially evicted for breaking the terms of her lease by having fucking birds in the apartment.
Right.
But they were emotional support, you know. Well, I'm not going to shit on people that need emotional support, but could you pick a fucking poodle?
Right.
You know, not three parrots.
Hey, listen, leave me and my emotional support gator alone.
I have an emotional support fucking grizzly bear, and I'm bringing it to work.
Speaking of tax dollars, how about all that wasted tax dollars overseas?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we have money to burn.
We do.
Unless Hawaii's burning, then we can't spend money on it.
No. Sorry, Hawaii. Your pineapples aren't that good.
Speaking of wasting money, a rarely seen deep sea fish resembling a serpent. They're talking about an oarfish.
I saw it.
They're like, an oarfish was found in California, and scientists want to know why.
It died, bro.
Really? Really? So, like, you gave up asking about how to cure cancer? Or, like, right. You know, like, but this oarfish, man.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, if you want to talk about wasted tax dollars, there's that, here in PA, that guy that was given a few tens of thousands of dollars to literally put cotton underwear in his front yard. And their decay rate told you how good your soil is. The state literally granted him tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but that's actually cool. That can help farmers, right?
No.
No?
It's not like farmers don't already fucking know. This is like residential experiment.
Okay, you're right. That's farmers stupid. Probably already know that.
Like, come on. And we've been fucking agricultural for how many hundreds of years? Sure, there's a couple innovations, but what the fuck?
Yeah, cotton. The Native Americans invented cotton underwear so they could learn how to test the soil so they could invent corn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
That was a real
goal. Speaking of which, on all these podcasts that are, you know, the advertising for podcasts, they target the audience.
Look at that.
You know? Nice band test. Shout out to Hoyo de Monterrey. So locally, you know, because I'm here in Southern PA, there's advertisements for Pennsylvania Chip.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they have to say legally paid for by Pennsylvania tax dollars.
Yeah.
So they're taxing me. So they can advertise on the radio Chip, which is essentially more of my tax dollars paying insurance for kids.
Yeah.
Basically.
But I'm down with that.
I'm not down with advertising it. Everybody knows about that shit. How do you have kids and not know about it? They send you mailers and all this shit.
Well, not the kids. They wouldn't care.
Yeah. Adults do. Like, you know, who is in charge of government accountability and spending money?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like advertising a government service.
Well, first of all, like, you know, you're advertising on these podcasts, mm-hmm. and the podcasts I listen to, you know, it's like about aliens and shit, you know.
Here, PA.
It's like, that's just a waste of money, you know, which, you know, if you need to make sure people know about this, how about PA.gov?
Right.
Like, who doesn't know this shit, you know? Spend the money on a good user interface on the internet or whatever, you know?
Nope.
Yeah, it's like... the PA DMV actually works really well. They do a really good job. Gettysburg location is great. They get people in and out.
Yeah, it's better now. What, fuck, 15 years ago it was a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah, no, they really cleaned it up, right? But try running a business in PA. Like, the hoops you have to go to, what was I trying to do? I was trying to, like, change my registered agent address, and they don't even use common language about stuff. And then it's like, click here, and then you click there, and it's like an endless loop. It takes you to the wrong place.
It's, yeah.
So I ended up having to, like, do it by mail, like, print out a paper, and, you know.
So it was more efficient to do it on paper.
You could only do it on paper.
Oh.
not intentionally, but
yeah.
All right, enough bitching. Georgia mayor faces felony charges after investigators say he stashed alcohol in a ditch for prisoners.
That sounds nice.
So the mayor of a small Georgia town has been indicted on charges that he illegally left a bottle of gin in a ditch for a state prison work crew. Well, you know what? I mean, maybe it's illegal, but I feel like the guy did the right thing. You know, like,
here you go, guys.
Yeah, you got a state prison crew cleaning up your roads. They deserve a little gin. Come on, man.
Yeah.
In fact, the only thing I have against that is, why the fuck gin? You couldn't have, like,
I was going to say, not gin.
You could have ponied up a little bit extra and left some bourbon in there or something a little more American.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus Christ. You know what? In fact, that's why you deserve this. You cheapskate. How dare you?
Maybe that's fucking why he got gin. In trouble.
That's why gin. He got it. You know, because it's Georgia, you know? Like, if he'd have left peach wine in there, he'd be off.
Peach moonshine. What the fuck?
Yeah, he'd be off scot-free.
Right.
You know, a little peach brandy made right here in Bumfuckville, Georgia.
That's right. Oh, here's a funny one. So Kim Jong-un executed 40 officials for floods happening in North Korea. He said it was their fault.
Wait. North Korea flooded.
Uh-huh.
Kim Jong-un executed 40 people because it flooded.
Right.
Jesus fucking Christ on a pogo stick.
It's you know who's runner up for doing stupid shit like that? Italy. What was it? A few years ago, Italy arrested scientists for not telling them there was an earthquake. Do you remember that story? Yes.
The fucking you failed to detect an earthquake thing and they arrested it. I'm like, oh, shades of Mussolini here. You can go off. Jesus Christ.
I'm like, we did. Like, the seconds,
I mean,
we only can give you seconds warrant, or what, maybe, yeah, like about less than a minute.
Because
it's like, you really can't detect movement ahead. Like, oh, it's going to move right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, we don't
have I'm that sorry capability. For not prophesying that God was going to touch the earth next year.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Dude, Italy's, like, here's some backyard bullshit. Italy's fucking justice system is a joke.
Yeah, yeah, it's bad. It's also guilty till proven innocent. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Nope. There's no fucking way. I mean, I wouldn't trust our legal system if it was set up that way.
Jesus. I mean,
All right. So here's a great one from New Zealand. A New Zealand food bank.
Yes. I know this story.
Distributed candy made from a potentially lethal amount of methamphetamine. Holy Christ. I mean, what are you guys doing? So I don't have a ton of details in here, but I can tell you that the charity did not make the candy themselves.
No, they guess somebody must have donated. And
yeah, so it was 300 times the level someone would usually take of methamphetamine, according to the New Zealand Drug Foundation. I didn't even know New Zealand had drugs. I thought New Zealand had like three hills and a sheep.
Yeah, they have drugs.
Do they have drugs?
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's right. It's so expensive there, and
the sweets had a street value of $608 per candy, which suggests the donation was from an unknown member of the public, was accidental rather than a deliberate attack. In other words, this was a really fucking expensive prank or you know attack. We're talking about tens of thousands of dollars of candy. So it was probably accidental, but good Lord.
So did you hear about this story? Some kid knocked over a like 3,500-year-old pot in a museum in UK.
Oh, man. Well, that's what you get when you, you know, basically colonize and pilfer the whole world and move their shit to your museum in England. Right. People knock pots over.
But thanks. What's that joke you have? Thank you, England, for creating the most independences.
The most independence days around the world, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
hashtag Merca. Yeah, no, but it's like, what chance would some kid have of destroying a 3,000-year-old Mesopotamian pot if it wasn't for England collecting all this shit?
Dude, the amount of shit that England, what is the London Museum? The main museum? That has all the stolen, look. Donated shit.
Yeah, donated.
Donated.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few really good museums there. Yeah, there's the London Museum, there's the Peabody Museum. I can't think of that other one. It's named after a dude. A lot of them are. All right, so more bullshit. This having to do with grammar. So I wouldn't call myself a grammar Nazi, but if someone accused me of being one, I wouldn't take it as an insult.
Did not see that coming.
So they are arguing over Kamala Harris's last name.
Okay.
And I just said it there, Harris's. And so the argument is the possessive form of Harris is a H-A-R-R-I-S apostrophe,
okay,
or H-A-R-R-I-S apostrophe S. Do you know the answer?
I do not.
I do. It's apostrophe S. However, for famous historic figures such as Jesus, there is no S. That includes some Greek names that end in S.
Okay.
Why? Probably just historical cobbled together, like most of the English language. Ron Wolashoon, a creative director and digital marketer in California, who jumped into the fray, is quoted as saying, "The lower the stakes, the bigger the fight." The Associated Press Stylebook says, "Use only an apostrophe for singular proper names ending in S. Dickens's novels, Hercules's labors, Jesus's life." But not everyone agrees. So, again, the historic interpretation of English, and this comes from Benjamin Dreyer's book. He wrote Dreyer's English, An Utterly Correct Guide to Clarity and Style. He said that historically, for a singular possessive, it is always apostrophe S unless it is a historic figure such as Hercules or Jesus. And that's just based on historic precedent. So it's one of those things, like, he's not telling you this is the right way. He's saying this is how we have done it. And that's also how I learned. You might not know I have a English major.
Yeah.
Mostly. I mean, technically it's a liberal arts major. But
I took English 101. I hated that class.
I was so good at it. In fact, my teacher asked if I would stay. I was a fucking sophomore. And they're like, "You need to go to grad school. You're good at this shit."
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Of all the things to be good at, you couldn't have said, like, doctor or, like, lawyer or engineer. It's like, no. Oh, words and writing.
So you're saying is you could have been rich over 100 years ago if you're a writer.
I don't know. Here's one out of Arizona. Large desert tortoise rescued from Arizona highway after escaping from ostrich ranch. So, you know, this is like, What was that movie about the tigers in Louisiana or whatever?
What?
Like, yeah, you know, Joe Exotic or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, what was that? What was that? Or was it a TV show?
No, Joe Exotic, yeah.
Yeah, Joe Exotic. This is like a Joe Exotic story. Like, you have an ostrich farm,
yep,
and a tortoise escapes from it. Wrong fucking farm, dude. It's a menagerie.
Dude, that tortoise could fuck up those ostriches, though. It's one of those aggressive ones.
I don't know. It's a desert tortoise. I don't know anything about those.
Oh, no. They're probably not that big, then. Because, I don't know. You were down south. You ever seen those fucking dinosaur-looking tortoises? Those things are mean.
Well, I know, like, snapping turtles, they're fairly reasonably aggressive. I mean, territorial. But, you know, if you don't fuck with them, they won't get you. I don't know anything about the... I don't know anything about tortoises. I know the Galapagos tortoises.
Okay.
I just figured... Darwin.
Because down south, they have those crazy-looking dinosaur tortoises.
Yeah, I know.
They almost look like Godzilla.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about them.
I didn't know if you ran into one since you lived in the south.
All right, so here's a fucking story out of New York. A tree bed. So, you okay. know, you have a by the sidewalk, you have a tree bed.
Okay.
It was always filled with water because they would open the hydrants. They still do that. Apparently, the like lack of fresh water thing or whatever. It's not real New York. But anyway, and so these fucking brilliant residents decided to put goldfish in it. So they bought 100 common goldfish from a pet store for $16 and dumped them in.
What?
Peanut sized. And then they called it the Hancock Street Bed-Stuy Aquarium. And so it had a little bit of a thing, you know, a little moment on social media. And then... a couple of neighbors, two neighboring residents, came out on a rescue mission and used nets and plastic bags to save about 30 fish from the water. They said they were rescuing them from inhumane conditions. Huh. Yeah, like a fucking pet store.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it, so it led to this big debate about gentrification, you know, because these were white people and it's a mostly black neighborhood and it was, you know, not white people that made their little makeshift aquarium. And it's like, yeah, I mean, maybe just fucking be like a regular American and shut the fuck up and mind your own business, you know?
Sounds like a bunch of Karens.
Sounds like, well, one of them was a dude. So Karen and Kyle.
Whatever they call them.
I just thought it was funny. Like, you have this pond in the city, you know, this makeshift puddle pond.
Yeah.
And you're like, let's put goldfish in it.
Oh, and then some pretty big news. Ford is going to be canceling EV production.
100%?
100%.
Including the Mustang Mach-E. Holy shit.
Yep.
No, they're not canceling. They're just dramatically cutting back.
So it, pretty much the only thing you're going to have is the Mach-E. I don't think they're going to care about development at this point either. So that's...
Yeah.
So yeah. Pretty much like, okay, this is all you get. We don't care about electric vehicles anymore.
Speaking of electric vehicles and technology, New York City Emergency Broadcasting System is now using drones with speakers to warn people about storms and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of having like speakers on a pole,
yeah,
they fly around drones. I don't know, like it makes so much more sense, but it's so dystopian. It's like you just imagine them saying like, "Citizen, face the ground," right. You know, like
some that's Judge exactly
Dredd shit or whatever. You know, it's just like fucking optics, dude. You know,
maybe that's what exactly what it is. It's just like a preemptive to, oh, that's what they're actually going to be used for when we roll them out,
something like that. All right, do you have anything else?
No, I think you got all the funny.
All right. Well, I'll just finish with this, and then we'll rank this cigar. So in the waters outside of Sweden, a ship sank with 100-year-old bottles of champagne, or 19th-century champagne, so more than 100, 150. And Swedish officials are saying no one is going to be allowed to drink it. Well, fuck you, Sweden. What if I want my... antique ocean brined champagne.
Champagne.
It's registered in the Sweden's National Antiquities Office's cultural environment, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, it's fucking like, it's champagne.
It's champagne.
You know? I mean, at least be a pirate about it and like seize the champagne or something and sell it.
Champagne isn't even that good.
I don't know, but I'll bet you if it's been sitting on the bottom of the Baltic Sea or whatever for 100 years or whatever, it's probably not very good. All right. So we are smoking the Hoyo de Monterrey Excalibur Cameroon Lancelot 7.25x54. And we're going to go ahead and rank this cigar for you guys. This was our first ever episode of Backyard Bullshit. We just thought we would give you guys a little different kind of flavor. So let us know what you thought in the comments. But it is a cigar show. So we're going to go ahead and rank this cigar. And we'll start with presentation. I do have the box here. I love this box.
Yeah.
It's got like line scroll work in the hinges and metal clasp. Very classic, solid wood box. Nothing too fancy. Great size.
You can
totally use this as your home, like travel humidor or something. You got to fit 20 of these big ass sticks in it.
Okay. So what is a 30 like Toros?
Yeah. You probably, well, no, because they're still just as fat, but you can fit a lot in it. There's not a lot of cigars that won't fit in it. So presentation, I've got an 8. I actually think the entire presentation, the cigar itself, the band, the box, super well done. I mean, knocks the socks off of some of the cigars we smoked on the show.
Yeah, I agree. 8. It's like a classic presentation, but it works. Classic.
I think this is a great candidate for luxury on a budget.
On a budget, I agree. The thing that, two missed opportunities. A, it should have come in like a rock-shaped humidor. And B, there should have been a sword on top of that rock-shaped humidor.
Yeah, well, that would have probably raised the price.
but that would have been cool.
The X in the Excalibur name is a sword. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool.
It's probably Excalibur.
Excalibur.
You should have put a sword right there. It would have made it cool.
Made you pull it out on the show.
Damn. Next time.
All right. So construction, there were definitely some wrapper issues.
Yeah.
Like a lot of Cameroons. The draw was fine. The smoke output was fine. Didn't really have any issues. I kind of got to give it an 8 for construction. I mean, pick up a couple points for the wrapper, and that's it.
I was just going to give it a 7.
7? Yeah, I think that's fair. To be fair, the wrapper issue, you know, it hasn't affected the smoke much. Mm-hmm. It has a little bit. As the cherry gets there, you get a little mouse hole, but then yeah. It goes away. It's burned. All of the mouse holes are burned out.
With construction, so I cut this one with the Vertigo, and the other Excalibur you gave me, I cut it with the, what is it? The bench. Craftsman's bench. Yeah, Guillotine. And they both the heads, you know, kind of unwrapped a little bit.
Yeah. I didn't have any problems.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have any problems with it. I will tell you, the cap is a little sketch.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite enough cap on it.
Yeah, for such a big
stick. It's also a separate leaf. So a lot of these cigars, you fold the leaf over
mm-hmm.
to make the cap. This is actually a separate leaf. I could see that unraveling. Coming a pain in the dick. All right, so price. I've got a 7. I think it's a great price. It's not like blow my socks off.
Yeah.
Now, I got it for probably a blow your socks off price. But, you know, to be fair, we're going off of MSRP.
Yeah.
So in that price range, great competition. This competes in that price range, and it's a lot of smoke. You know, a lot of tobacco for the price.
That's why I was thinking more of an 8 because 8. It's a lot of, you know, it is kind of bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I do. If you know what you're buying.
You right. Know. Or even if you don't. Like, okay, it's under 10. I'll give it a try.
Right, right. I'm saying, like, you know, it's bang for your buck if you know what you're buying.
Okay.
Right? If you were buying a, I don't know, a gas station single wrapped, you know, CVS pharmacy punch or whatever, it's not bang for your buck.
Right.
You know. But, of course, this presents like a nice cigar. Right, all of it. All right, flavor. So we mentioned, you know, it is definitely it's a little flat.
Yeah,
the notes don't really change. It is indicative of lower priming.
Yeah,
tobacco, and that's okay. You know, you gotta to sell it at this price point. You know, yeah. You've got to use some less expensive tobacco. But it had a good flavor.
Yeah,
I like the flavor. I'll smoke it again.
Yeah, I'm down a little bit. I'm down to the final third. I didn't get many transitions.
No, there's not really any transitions in it. I do think as you smoke along that there's a little pepper that mm-hmm. creeps in. But other than that, it almost like dips off in strength,
mm-hmm.
feels like. But I think 7 is maybe a little high. 6 or 7,
yeah.
I think, on flavor.
I agree.
So we went down for yours last time. We'll give it a 7 this time.
Okay.
And then experience. So the good news is you can do a lot of stuff with this because it's so affordable.
Yep.
Bad news is it's a really long smoke.
It's a really long smoke.
You know, I've been talking more than you, but I'm only halfway done.
Yeah.
You know, you got 1.5 inches, 2 inches.
Yep.
You could gift this to somebody. You know, it's pretty good looking. You know, it's not like I wouldn't gift it to somebody who just got married or something, but it's approachable to a lot of guys, you know. It's mild enough. I don't know if we mentioned on the show, but it's just light to mid. I'd give it like a 4 for body and maybe a 3 for strength.
Yeah, it's very, very mild, honestly.
Yeah, it's not very strong. So you can do a lot with it, but there's a lot you can't do with it,
mm-hmm.
including anything where you want to, like, you know, celebrate, splurge a little,
mm-hmm.
and it's not, like, delicious. You know, like a Principe, Padron 1926 Principe or something, you know. So I think I've got like a 5, just middle of the road.
Yeah, 5, 6. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's about fair. So that brings the total score to 35,
okay.
Which, by the way, scores higher than the Legends.
Jesus.
But that's because they got a 1 for price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is at least partly the responsible. You know, partly responsible are the capitalist pigs that doubled the price and pocketed the difference. I still think $180. I don't care if it's going to charity, dude. Like, that's too much.
Yeah.
But I'd rather smoke one of those. Agreed. Or I could smoke 50 of these for the same price.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I could get 2 boxes, 40 cigars
for that
same price as 1. the cigars we smoked last week. Yeah, I'd rather smoke this.
Yeah.
So there you go on Burnline Podcast, the Hoyo de Monterrey Excalibur Cameroon Lancelot with a score of 35. Thanks for joining us on our inaugural episode of Backyard Bullshit. We hope to see you again next week.